Yes, welcome to SVR. It's John Boyle at the Omer's Brigade from the Marine on the seafront. I now live just outside of Bridgewater, but with modern technology, well, because of the internet, I suppose, I can get my show down to Bob, and Bob probably tests to make sure it's all right. And hey presto, we have a show. And again, I've now got this little format, which I'll probably keep going for a little while, because I've got loads of my reel-to-reel tapes. So it's just a matter of seeing if they go all right, and I just hopefully it will. So what we do are these are records I recorded back in the 1970s to an early 1983, and they were all records from the pub we had in Bath at the time, the St. James Wine Vaults. I recorded them all, and I never thought about playing them ever again, not sort of like this anyway. I've played them again since, but I've never actually... But there's not gaps between, like, you can professionally do it. They just blend into each other. So it becomes a bit chaotic at times. But I hope you will enjoy the show. And I'm going to, this week, start taking a note of the numbers. And so you can see how many you can get. Normally it's about 15 or 16 we do in a show. So I'll just start with number one now. And I'll tell you at the end of each track, it will probably be a bit sort of... because it will be a bit like that, because the next one will start straight away afterwards. So anyway, the first one is not an easy one, I just remembered as well. So see if you can get it, and on that we shall now press the magic button and we should start. That's the idea anyway. That one, that's a pretty ticklish one. Anyway, this next one will be number two, obviously, And this one you might get. It starts, yes, here it comes. Prince Charles's favourite band, the 3 Degrees. I don't suppose he remembers them now.
Hey!
That was the Four Seasons there. That was number three. That's the third one we played today. I can't say number three. And, well, it wasn't a bad track. They were hopeless live, though. Anyway, got time for a few
Monday
more.
Morning, you showed up fine.
This is hard because it was a B-side.
Friday, I got traveling on my mind. First you love me, and then you fade away.
The B-side, it was a band called Fleetwood Mac, and that was like their more recent reincarnation. And yeah, because they had Pete Green in the band before, but this is the modern Fleetwood Mac. Now, what's this all about? Oh, that was...
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
That's what they're calling it. Yeah, Manfred Mann's Earth Band. Now you should get this one.
Oh yeah. In these days of changing ways, so-called liberated days, a story comes to mind. A friend of mine, Georgie boy, was gay, I guess. Nothing more or nothing less. The kindest guy I ever knew. His mother's tears fell in vain the afternoon George tried to explain that he needed love like all the rest. Paul said there must be a mistake. How can my son not be straight? After all I've said and done for him,
now by the ones he loves, a victim of these gay days, it seems. Georgie went to New York town, where he quickly settled down and soon became the toast of the great white way. Accepted by Manhattan's elite and all the places that were chic, no party was complete without George. Along the boulevards he cruised, and all the old queens blew a fuse. Everybody loved Georgie boy. I saw George alive was in the summer of 75. He said he was in love. I said, I'm pleased. George attended the opening night of another Broadway hype, but split before the final curtain fell. Deciding to take a shortcut home, arm in arm, they meant no wrong. A gentle breeze blew down Fifth Avenue. Side street came a New Jersey gang with just one aim, to roll some innocent passerby. There ensued a fearful fight, screams rung out in the night. George is head in a sidewalk cornerstone. A leather kid, a switchblade knife, who did not intend to take his life. He just pushed his luck a little too far that night. Sight of blood dispersed again. A crowd gathered, the police came. An ambulance screamed to halt on 53rd and 3rd. George's life ended there, but I ask who really cares? George once said to me, and I quote, said, never wait or hesitate. Get in, kid, before it's too late. You may never get another chance. 'Cause youth's a mask, but it don't last. Live it long and live it fast. Georgie was a friend of mine.
Rod Stewart there. I got a feeling that was part one and two. I must have realised that and recorded it so it just went straight into part two. I think so, anyway. Anyway, you'll know this band as well.
Somebody to love, find me somebody to love.
Yes, Queen playing there. I think we all knew that one, unfortunately. Never mind, next track. This is a harder one. From Tubular Bells, wasn't it? That was Mike Oldfield.
Suspicious, now don't be suspicious, baby.
No, it's not in the charts. It's the ninth one we played today. Steve Miller Band, that was. Now what we're going to have now? Charts, the Bee Gees.
Came into you, sweet lady.
one of his last hits, I've got a feeling, Mr. Cliff Richard. So now the next one is definitely a bit more difficult. Had too many hits. That was a really rare one. It was a bit of a hit though. This gentleman was playing in Bath last year. No, I didn't go to see him.
Detectives, oh, and they shoot, shoot, shoot. your internet. Beer is here to stay. Love is here for everything. They call it instant chess. When it's past the legal limit, someone's scratching at the window. I wonder who is a third detective come to check if you belong to the parents who are ready to hear the worst about their daughter's disappearance. So it really took a miracle to get you to stay. It only took my little fingers to blow you away.
Elvis Costello, and I think it was with the Attractions. Seems to vaguely remember that. Elvis Costello. I say he was in Bath last year. He said he was in Bath ever. Really like that one. This one I don't know about. I think this will be the last one as well. Thank you. That one's fading out now. Mostly in fact, yeah, there's another talk a little bit. And I press button on there. And that is the hour up. That was Space, incidentally, because Magic Fly, the track was called. And they still had instrumentals. We don't get instrumentals at all anymore, do we? And it's a bit sad, really, because, I mean, not that that was a great one or anything like that, but it's just gone. Now, I hope you enjoyed the show. I thoroughly enjoy it. I've got to be honest, I think this is a nice format for now. I've got loads of tapes, so if you don't like it, you better let Bob know, because you won't have a clue otherwise. And I'm going to finish now with the a bit of news about the radio station, which is, of course, Sid Valley, proper community radio. And I want to thank you again all for listening, and hope you still will listen again next week. That's John Borrett saying thanks again, and that's it. Goodbye. Here it comes.
If you would like to contact Sid Valley Radio, we'd love to hear from you. You can message the studio from our webpage. Just go to sidvalleyradio.co.uk and follow the link on the contact page, or download our free iPhone or Android app, available from the App Store or Google Play. You can also text the studio on 07565 825 041. Or you can email the studio, studio@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. And don't forget, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sid Valley Radio.